If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's Vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson RV.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow Wink Martindale is going to feature a vintage visit with Frankie Valli from 1 to 3 on KWXY 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and 101.9. Now, my job as part of the Joey English mystery song is name this tune. That's it. Where were you when I needed somebody? Isn't this interesting, Rick? This isn't Frankie Valli's falsetto voice. This is his church voice, I call it, his singing voice. And I wouldn't have identified it except we knew you were playing Frankie Valli songs. So please listen to the wonderful conversation Wink has with him tomorrow. And Rick's still trying to stump the hostesses. All right, Joey pals, back to our regularly scheduled programming, as we say in show business. We're visiting with Toni Holt Kramer. She's our star for the whole hour today. Tell us how you got into the business, what you did first, what you like best.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, what I did first was I had saved up some money from dusting greeting cards with a feather duster after school. There was the most beautiful daughter of the owner. Her name was Helen Harnick. I will never forget her. She looked more beautiful than any movie star, and she adored me. And I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I said, I need to earn some money because, you know, I want to buy my mother a Christmas present. And I didn't have any money to get, you know, what do you do at 8 or 9? Anyway, a few years later, I dusted greeting cards for a couple of years after school when I did go to school. And flexible hours, Joey.
Right.
And then I had this one outfit that I got, which was powder pink.
Oh.
And it was a big full skirt and a crinoline underneath it. And the blouse was puff sleeves, pointy little collar, like Peter Pan collar, and blah, blah, blah. And I saw an ad in the, I think it was the Daily Mirror, Daily News, and it said, audition for the Copacabana.
Wow.
Well, I took myself over there. It was at 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon. And I took the train into New York, got off, you know, and walked in downstairs. I mean, it was so dark down there. It was lucky you didn't break your neck. And everybody was saying, right to the stage, you know, stand up with the other girls. And all the girls started to laugh at me. I mean, they just broke up in hysterics.
Oh.
And, I mean, it was kind of cruel.
Of course.
Because they were gorgeous. And they all had black fishnet stockings on and short black leotards and sexy little tops knotted at the waist.
Yeah.
And here I am looking like a juvenile idiot. And this one dame, which I love to call her, became one of my dearest friends. Her name was Nancy O'Malley. And she said to me, hey, kid, step closer to me and I'll tell you what to do. Just keep smiling. And long story long, I was the first one chosen to be in the new chorus. They said, you in the pink, you're in.
Yes. Oh,
so everybody had a laugh. Well, from there, I went on to modeling, and I got a job at Huntington Hartford Agency, where I would go and after work, or after school, rather, 3:30 in the afternoon. By the way, because I was not of age, Nancy handled that at the time.
Oh.
She had some pretty swift contacts, major. And my mother was so worried about me being in a place like that, that we rented one room and my entire salary went to pay the rent at the Hotel 18. So I had one room. We had one room and my mother would lean out the window every time the shows were over at the Copa with her finger going, you know, back here.
Right, right.
So, which was a promise. But then I got to modeling and then all of a sudden I had a screen test offered to me by Warner Brothers. And while I was out making, they flew me out, 5 people. My mother couldn't go because my grandmother had just passed away.
Oh.
And so my mother, you know, but they had chaperones and all of that. And it was really quite spectacular. While I was there, I think I was pretty awful because I really hated this thing that it was dark on the set. There was no communication. I mean, it was like, you know, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they gave me a very big star to make my screen test with was David Janssen.
Oh.
Which has another long story. And anyway, David was very helpful to me. You know, he really did. But Warner Brothers, you know, I think they were not the least bit interested in me. However, I did receive a phone call when I come over to Columbia Studios, which, of course, I was on, you know, get me a cab, I'm there.
Yes.
And I walked in and there was the man who was running Columbia by the name of, I think it was Max Feldman. And he said, sit down, Miss Holt, or whatever. And anyway, he said to me, you're going to be a superstar. And I went, what? I mean, it was like deja vu. I was out of my body experience. You can't be real. And he said, now this is what I'm going to propose. We've been watching, we saw the videos, the film that you made. You're going to come to work for us. You will not do anything for 3 years. You will study, you will get paid, but you will study and we will recreate you.
Gosh.
And I went, wow.
Like the old studio system.
It was the old studio system.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, have you heard about the Rita Hayworth, Kim Novak penthouse at Columbia? Well, that was famous, you know.
Yes.
Every major star at Columbia got that penthouse. And most of them kept it for a number of years. Actually, Kim Novak was still reigning, I think, or maybe near the end of her reign, but pretty close. She was still there. My Brit had had it for a while, but Rita Hayworth had it forever before all of them. And he said, someday you will occupy that penthouse.
Oh,
well, when I got, I said, I have to call my mom. And when I got home to the hotel, I called my mother, of course, and she said, no way.
Oh.
And I said, what do you mean, no way? This is what I've wanted all my life. You can't be serious. And she said, darling, I am not at your age going to let you go into a life like that. How do you know and how do I know what could happen to you? I mean, you'll never get a chance to understand the real world. Ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, Mom, please. And she said, I want you home and that's it. And being an only child, very close to my mother. I mean, I always said, even when I, years later, when I had dates with men or whatever, I would say to my mother, I would say to whoever I dated, you know, I come as a package deal.
Oh.
If you take me out, my mother goes with us.
Oh, how
and
sweet.
That went on all of my life. In fact, when I married Bobby, my present husband, who we will celebrate our 30th, God willing, anniversary in July.
Right.
I think when my mother passed, I was the closest in the world. I think he even took it worse. That's how close they were. She even said, you were lucky enough to marry him. If I met him first, you wouldn't have stood a chance.
Isn't that precious? What a great memory.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It was really.
Where did you get your philanthropic bent? I mean, you do so much all over the world, really. Where did that come from? Your mother? Your father?
I think probably my mother was fighting to keep us going because she was very proud. And she held 3 jobs a day most of the years that I can remember after my father left. And I don't think she had too much time to be too philanthropic except to me. And my father, of course, I never saw after the time he had left that day. He never called, he never wrote, he never sent a birthday card.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think what happened was I realized how God had blessed me so much as I got older. And I realized that I was so lucky, so fortunate that I had an angel. My mother always said, you have an angel on your shoulder.
That's right.
And my angel was, I guess, teaching me or putting it in my head that it's very important to help others. Because if I hadn't been helped by Frank Sinatra, Rock Hudson, Sammy Davis Jr., all these people, I probably never would have had a career. And later in life, I think that Donald Trump saved my life. I think I was at a very bad place in my life in 2015 because my son, who I was insane for and had nothing but problems with for many, many years, very talented, gifted writer, gifted music, very Carlos Santana,
by
the way, I send blessings and hopes that he feels fine because he passed out on stage last night.
I heard that.
Yeah, but he's okay. He's dehydrated, but my son played like Carlos. I mean, he was just exactly like that. And what happened was I put him in 33 rehabs. He got addicted to drugs when he was very young at camp. And he was one of those addictive personalities. Yes. And long story short, or long story long, as my girlfriend Ava Roosevelt says, he passed away very suddenly.
Right, dear David.
My David. Yep. He had been fighting. He had had a stroke 7 years before. And that was in 2014, June 30th. He had a terrible stroke out of the blue because he had been doing drugs. And, you know, it was endless. He'd been doing it for years. And the time he was a young guy, I used to see money missing out of my bag. Oh. I don't spend money. My mother's always said, use a credit card, you know.
I can't believe you had to go through the loss of a child. There is.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Twice with him because yes. In 2014, when he had the stroke, the doctors at the hospital urged me to let him go because he needed brain surgery. Oh. They needed to do a craniotomy. You know what that is.
Yes, I do.
I know you do. And he needed that. And they said, Mrs. Kramer, please let him go because his life will never be the same.
Oh,
and
honey.
His life will be awful. Your life will be awful. And I could not even begin to come to terms with letting. I said, I have to think. And he said, well, you don't have a lot of time. And Ruta, you know how close I am with Ruta Lee. Mm-hmm. We've been friends for, I'm going to go blow up 40 years or something. And we were doing a show. We had done a show together for many years called Talk of the Town, a television show that was all over. And long story, she called me. I said, Ruta, I don't know what to do. And she said, I've got to see you. I will stay. I will leave until I see you, and you'll make up your mind.
Oh, and can we pause right there?
Sure.
That takes my breath away. What an inspiration you are. When we come back from the treasure chest, Joey Pals, we're going to hear about what this remarkable woman has done recently, and especially about living next door to Donald Trump and all of the activities that you participate in for your country. Okay, well, stay with us. We'll be back with Tony Holt Kramer. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.